It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m. and 102.9 FM WTNT. And I'm joined now by Chris Versace. He writes the corner of Wall in Maine here in the Washington Times. And from time to time featured in other publications today. As a matter of fact, front page, Forbes. How about that? First of all, Chris, good afternoon. I have been waiting to talk to you.
Oh, Andy, I've been waiting to talk to you, too. Thanks.
Yeah. A couple of crazy things happened this week. The craziest by far. Well, I don't know. The debate was kind of crazy. But today...
Oh, I thought the debate was awesome.
Yeah. Today, we get these employment numbers, and they're so, I don't know, in the minds of many, they're so out of kilter that Hilda Solis, the labor secretary, had to come out just a few minutes ago and address it.
A lot of people out there do not believe the 7.8 number. They believe that somehow BLS fixed this to coincide with the election cycle. What is labor's response?
You know, I'm insulted when I hear that, because we have a very professional civil service organization where you have top economists that work at the BLS. They've been doing these calculations. These are our best trained and best skilled individuals that have been working in the BLS. And it's really ludicrous to hear that kind of statement.
Wow, she's insulted by it, and I know that you'll be able to straighten all of this out and back her up on the claim that this is all legit. Right, Chris?
Legit? I don't know about that, Andy. I would say it's fairly disjointed. You know, just on its face, we have a number that's in line with what the market's looking for, yet the unemployment rate drops, you know, significantly, you know, 30 basis points month over month. But the reality is, when you look through all the data, there are really a couple things you need to think about. One, job growth in September was slower than in August, which was slower than July, yet the unemployment rate keeps ticking down. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So when you skin the onion a little bit, you find out two things. One, people are continuing to leave the labor force. Okay, 211,000 people or so left in September, and in the last 12 months, we've had more than 2.6 million Americans leave the labor force. So the question is, if the economy is so good, supposedly, and improving, why are more and more people leaving? Don't know the answer to that. The other one just gets into the roots of how the household survey is conducted, and that is the number that derives the unemployment rate. And here's the issue. The household survey said in September that more than 863,000 people were now employed compared to the last month. So that's a net positive. But again, sifting through the data, 67% of that is part-time work. Hmm. Now, you and I know part-time work.
Yeah.
That could be an hour. It could be 10 hours. But nowhere is that the equivalent of a full-time job. So I would argue that it's extremely misleading.
What about government workers and how they fit into this equation? Because I was reading something a little earlier today about the government job numbers have picked up significantly over the past 3 months. In fact, as a result of new hires, unemployment rate within government jobs dropped to 4.3% in September. So could there be a little manipulation underway there?
I don't know about manipulation, but it's clearly a reversal of the trend that we've seen in the downsizing of government. And, you know, if you think of it just really simply, the headline was 114,000 non-farm jobs, private sector added 104,000. You know, sandbox math will tell you, yeah, the government's back hiring people. But is that a nefarious effort? Hard to say, but the reality is it points to an even weaker private sector, and that's not what we need to get the economy going.
Yeah. And did I read correctly that this was the biggest drop in a 29-month period?
That is correct, because you have to remember that over the last 40 months, you know, more than 40 months, we've been over 8%. And if you look year over year, it's even more startling. You know, again, using the official numbers, 7.8% this past September. 12 months ago, September 2011, we were at 9%. But again, the number of jobs created this September were half of what they were a year ago. The math does not add up.
Yeah. Now, the president wasted no time. He was out just a couple of hours ago in Northern Virginia, as a matter of fact, and he claims that his plans are working, and that's why we saw this magnificent turnaround.
Well, they are working, Andy. More people are leaving the workforce. They're working. Oh, wait, and they are working, as you pointed out, right? Unemployment in government is down.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move on to something else.
Sure.
There was a couple of other things, you know, being tossed around this week. One was the presidential debate, and I had mentioned this at the onset. What kind of impact did it have on the market as in?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of polls out there that have been very pro President Obama, and I think a lot of people were waiting to see the Mitt Romney that showed up to the debate. And I think a lot of people were impressed, and I think a lot of people in the market turned around and said, "Oh, maybe there's hope that, you know, we might see some change to what's going on, whether it's overregulation, policies that aren't working, spending too much for no results, you know, racking up the debt, all of that." And I think, honestly, that Mitt Romney, you know, he came, it was like a boxing match, and he just came out ready to brawl. I think he did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that some coal stocks received a bit of a bump yesterday, and that happened just as a result of the mention by Romney?
Oh, that's exactly right. You have to remember, his thought is we want to be an energy-independent country, and, you know, the president is favoring some alternative energy, you know, solar, wind, all that stuff, which, by the way, the data has shown that there's no way that solar, wind, and some of these other alternative forms would be able to carry the load of what we consume. But having said that, Mitt Romney came out and he goes, "I like coal."
Mm-hmm.
And like that, you're right, the coal stocks jumped, the rail stocks jumped, and the rail car manufacturers jumped, all because that's the food chain to get the coal inside the Powder River Basin, the lower sulfur burning coal, out to where it can be burned. So, I mean, that, you know, that would be a huge win.
All right. Now, by contrast, would the green energy stocks feel the effect of the debate?
You know, I didn't look at those, to be honest with you. They've been such a disaster, you know, really over the last year. And,
yeah,
and not to rub salt in a wound, but as Governor Romney pointed out, you know, the president has picked some losers in that arena.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we were to look forward, you know, after the election and say that if Romney won, odds are, you know, coal-producing stocks and the railroads that carry that coal and the rail car manufacturers that, you know, house the coal along the tracks, they should do well. On the flip side, could we see a rebound in the alternative energy stocks if Obama's reelected? Certainly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, finally today, we're entering the holiday season. We should see jumps in retail sales, right?
That is correct. That is correct. You know, the holiday that we're coming up upon, the Christmas holiday, let's just call it what it is the number one category for spending throughout the year.
Okay. All right. So we should see retail sales improve, but we should also be seeing some job market improvement, I would think.
We will. And we've already heard from Target and Walmart and a couple others that they will hire what they call seasonal workers.
Okay.
Which means they probably start somewhere in November, and by, you know, middle, end of January, they're gone.
Okay. But they would contribute to the overall number and then be subtracted after the new year?
Strangely as that might seem, the answer is yes.
Okay. And also, with the numbers we received today, is there a chance they could be revised next week?
Next week, no. But next month, when we get the October employment report, odds are there will be some revisions, just like we've seen over the last several months.
Mm-hmm. But that will still be before the general election, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so we get one more of these before people actually go to the vote.
Yeah, and if it keeps the way it's going, we could be near like 7.5% unemployment.
Yeah, we could.
Just the wrong way of getting there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm still trying to get my head around this whole day when it comes to these numbers. But anyway, I'll keep trying.
Well, it's tough, I understand. But normally, you know, like they tell you in grade school, well, the math adds up. Unfortunately, in this case, there are two different pieces of math, and they don't add up.
Yeah. All right, my friend, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me as always. Folks, if you need to get in touch with Chris Versace, do it by chrisversace.com, V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Andy.
3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.